The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Happy Easter, everyone. With great joy, the church here in Koto, the metropolis of Koto, really is a metropolis this morning. I mean, look at us. But also, the church throughout the entire world celebrates with the greatest of joy the resurrection of our Lord. 3 days could not keep him down, and he has risen in that combat stupendous and defeated the one foe we could never hope to ever even dent or ever dream of defeating, sin and death. Our Lord has defeated it completely, wiped it away, destroyed its power. And so no longer need we fear it. Instead, we rejoice in our Lord's victory. He has destroyed sin and death. Alleluia. This morning, we rejoice, and it's natural then to want to give thanks. And so that's what this entire Mass, and indeed all Masses, are all about. Giving thanks to our Lord for this tremendous victory. Because indeed, every Sunday during the year is a celebration of the resurrection. This one just happens to be the most fancy of all of the Sundays. But nevertheless, every Sunday is a thanksgiving, an offering in thanksgiving for our Lord's resurrection. Now, to be sure, whenever we offer our thanksgiving to our Lord, we do so in a very limited way. Because after all, we're very limited creatures, huh? Amen? When compared to God, we are like ants. We're so tiny. And our little hearts sometimes have even trouble doing this, because we're so small and finite. But yet, God accepts it anyway. Those of you who have children and grandchildren, I think, will be able to relate in a particular way to this analogy that I'm giving, or this metaphor. When your children do something for you in gratitude for all of the kindness that you've shown them, parents, what does that feeling in your heart feel like? Do you ever go, like, say, like your child makes a popsicle stick and says, "Hey, Mom, I love you," right? Or maybe they draw something with their crayons or their finger paints or whatever you have for them. And they give it to you and say, "Look, Mom, there's you, I drew you. There, look, Dad, there's you, I drew you. Look, there's the dog." Do you ever take that and go, I just throw it away? Wouldn't that be terrible? Could you imagine? Like, nope, this is not your penmanship here is shoddy. You need to redo it, right? No. Of course not. What do? You receive it and you treasure it. Right? You treasure it. I've been in people's homes where they have their children's drawings framed. like they're like masterpieces of art that should be hanging in the Louvre somewhere, at a museum. Why? Why do you parents value so immensely a popsicle stick cross or a crayoned drawing. Why? Well, it's obvious, isn't it? They're your children, and you love them so much, and that token of the child's love for you means more to you than anything else. Why? Because you love them. God is our Father, and He loves us tremendously. This morning's Mass to Him is like that crayoned drawing or that popsicle stick cross. It's an offering we make to our God. Yes, we're infinite. We're not infinite. We're finite. We're small. We have little hearts. But we lift them up to God all the same, knowing that our Lord will take it and treasure it as a sign of our love for Him, as a sign of our gratitude for His death and resurrection. And when we die, many years from now, hopefully, many decades, and we go before our Lord, He'll, I have a feeling, pull out those crayoned drawings. He'll pull it out and say, "Look what you did for me." And you'll remember this morning. And you'll say, "Yes, I remember that morning, Lord. That morning of tremendous joy in which I gave thanks to you with a heart so filled with gratitude and love." My dear friends, this morning is but one of many opportunities over the course of our life, which on Sundays we can come and give thanks to our Lord. So wherever you are, or whoever you are, or wherever you are in your walk and in your closeness with our Lord, at this Mass this morning, focus on offering up your heart in thanksgiving and gratitude to our Lord for His resurrection. Don't hold back because of anything else that's going on in your life. It'll meet you when you leave today, I promise you. But for the next 30 minutes or so, 30, 40 minutes or so, offer up your heart and focus in on this act of thanksgiving and praise for our Lord. Because after all, my dear friends, it's what's most important. These moments we have with our Lord are the most important things because they will echo into eternity. This morning, wherever you are, let us give thanks to our Lord for His passion and death. But most importantly, this morning, let us give thanks for His resurrection. Amen.